Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I like to do a commentary on day 82. The Bible passage is 2 Timothy chapter 2, 24 through 26, and it reads, "And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will." This is 2 Timothy 2, 24 through 26. And the title is The Patient Teacher. I think most people know that as before I retired, I was a classroom teacher for about 30 years. That wasn't 30 years continuously because I had four children of my own, and at different times I was not teaching, but I would eventually go back to teaching. And like I've said before, I learned a lot about students. I taught different ages of students, but I learned a lot about them. And of course, I learned a lot about myself because God calls me to be a lifelong student. The Great Commission is to make disciples out of all nations. And whenever I think about that, from Matthew 28, 18 through 20, that means that I am going to be a disciple myself. I'm going to be learning things. There's so much to learn about, so much to learn about the Lord. And so I'm grateful for the way that has been shown to me of reading through the Bible every year. I want to do that. And as many times as I have already done this, I'm always surprised at what I see for the first time, what I have forgotten, or what I have even forgotten on a day's time. I do the readings for the day at the beginning of the day, and then on Sundays, I get an opportunity to do it twice. Twice more, because after I do my own Bible reading, then we have a Zoom meeting on Sunday mornings, and I get to hear it again. But I also do a Bible study for my church, and we happen to do Bible immersion on that Bible study, so I hear it for a third time. And I remember thinking last night, excuse me about my voice, I remember thinking last night, oh my goodness, where was I this morning when I was doing this Bible reading? And now I don't get upset about it. I just know that part of the reason is that I can definitely be distracted. This is why when people are asking me, well, What do you do in Bible immersion? And I said, well, one of the first things is that you need to remember it's the Holy Spirit that does the teaching. And this Holy Spirit is more than willing to teach me. But if I'm distracted and if I have my own agenda, I will miss out on so much. This is another thing. Yesterday, even in the reading about the rich young ruler who came, and Jesus made the point. He said that a rich man, it would be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man, to come into the kingdom of God. And whenever I think about that richness, I know it's not money because, I'm not rich, but I can certainly have my own opinion on how things should be done. My opinion versus God's opinion. And if I hold on to my opinion, you know, wrestling God to the death, I'm going to miss out on some blessing that God has for me. And so that humility, in fact, someone once told me a definition of humility, and they called it teachability. They said, humility is teachability. Am I able to be taught? Will I let people guide me? Or am I just going to, just give them the appearance that I am listening? I need to do what God calls me to do in those in authority. Excuse me. I need to do what I'm called to do. Hold on just a minute. I'm going to try to clear my throat. Hold on. But I have to be teachable. And that means that my agenda, regardless of how strong it is, I need to stop, drop, and pray and put that in front of the Lord and let the Lord be in charge of what it is that I feel so strongly about. Because the thing is that God does want me to have passion about whatever it is that he calls me to do. But he does not want me to be bullheaded. And that means that the passion is directed, is self-directed, and not God-directed. So I have to remember that the Lord is in charge. And I wanted to say something about this passage. You've heard me quote this passage a lot, because when I first heard it, it was so me. It's still me. It's something that I have to keep learning and learning and relearning, that I do not get into arguments and quarreling and fighting and wrestling and tussling with people. When I do that, and let me say this, I don't do it. That means that, yeah, I'm human and I will do it. I will do it if I'm not careful. And the thing that's so dangerous, I can do it and nobody else can know that I am doing it. That's when it's real bad. Because I learned as a child, I could be thinking, I could do the little poker face. You know, I have one child who has that poker face, meaning that you have no idea what is going on all the time with that child's mind. You just know something is going on. But his face looks like the face of Stephen. Now, the Bible says about Stephen, he was like the face of an angel. His little face could look like a little angel, boy, but you don't know. You don't know unless you are the parent and you've been with him for a while and you know that that mind is going on. And this, I'm saying that because the arguments that God has to do, has to remind me a lot, is the argument in my mind. I am just going to town with my way and with my hands, you know, my arms folded and that frown on my face of doing what I want to do. And the Bible tells me that I must not do that. So that Bible verse says first that, and the Lord's servant, that's what the big thing I want to remember, that I have been called to serve God. I am not the chief. God gives me positions of authority. I know that's true. I have that as the mother in my family. You know, I have four adult children, and I have grandchildren. In my church, I have positions of leadership. In this ministry, I have positions of leadership. And I know that, you know, just as I am not to push my way on certain things, I am to listen well to the Lord and not be fearful of leading what he tells me to do. And it might seem different to other people. You know, leadership is that strength that is going to come when I'm following the true leader, who is the Lord. And I want to remember that I am his servant. And I know that if I keep that remembrance in front of me, I will be an excellent leader. And that's what I want to be. And I want to serve him. And it says, and the Lord's servant must not quarrel. And I just want to go back to that whole thing of servant. You know, the whole thing of servanthood is that it is like Jesus with a heart of compassion for the people. I want them to grow. I want them to find their giftedness and to use it for God's kingdom. And I want that because God loves me. He loves me like no one else has ever loved me. And I want to love him back. And that means that I want to trust him and I want to obey him. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. You know, I don't want to confuse who the real enemy is. There is an enemy in this life, and it is not flesh and blood. And so I want to make it a point not to do that, not to sit and them and him and they and whatever. That's not what God is calling me to do. He's calling me to know him, to love him, to make him known. So that means that if someone is acting out, my job is to pray fervently for them to know God, to really get to the point to know of his love and to know that that love is for them. Because there is an enemy out there, and it is not flesh and blood. But I tell you, when I get it wrong, when I am fighting the wrong enemy at that very moment, I am helping the true enemy. So that means that if I am into competition with you, if I am criticizing you, you know, all of these things, you know, that I have spoken about before, you know, that no, I'm getting it wrong. I am getting it wrong. I don't need to compete with you. I don't. Your giftedness is the giftedness that God has given to you. So, and he's given me my giftedness. And at the moment that I am, you know, getting into that wrestling match with you, a position and place and whatever, at that very moment, I'm not even using the giftedness that God has given to me. And I'm also doing what the devil wants me to do, because I am beating up on one of God's creations, which he cares about. The Bible tells us that in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. He wants us to be telling people about his one and only son. And I can't be doing that and doing this other stuff that happens when I forget that I am the Lord's servant and I am not called to quarrel. And I am called, though, to be kind. I am called to be kind. I want to treat other people as I want others to treat me. And also, I want to remember how God has been so loving to me. And I am not called to be resentful. You know, if somebody's doing something wrong, I have to remember the way that people change, the best way to get them to change is through loving instruction. And that instruction is not going to always, and usually does not, come from my mouth if I am in a situation of familiarity, meaning that if I'm in my family they look more on what I do than what I say. And so I want to live out in sincerity that I have changed. And that happens, you know, as I pray unceasingly, as I stay in his word, as I live out His Word. I don't want to merely listen to the Word, because the Bible tells me this in James 1:19, do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. That's James 1:22. I don't want to do that. And I want to do what God tells me to do. And it says that in the other part of that verse, it says, those who oppose Him, He must gently instruct. And so that's an understanding to me, that people are going to oppose me. And God lets it happen. He lets it happen so that I have an opportunity to practice being genuinely gentle and loving. And one of the ways that helps me to be gentle and loving is to remember where I was. Where did God find me? Where did He find me? You know, I was not always able to do what I can do today. I wasn't. And I was really steeped in a lot of sinful behavior, selfish, sinful behavior. And so I need to remember that when people are acting out, I've done it before and I can do it before. And so the Bible says, if I want to learn how to help them, then be a gentle instructor. And to remember that some people who need rescue, they will fight the rescuer. And I have to remember this too, that just because they are fighting me doesn't mean that they're not hearing what I'm saying. I've had this with my own children. I mean, I've gone through teenage years 4 times, actually more than that now, because I now have grandchildren who are teenagers. But one of the things of a teenager, they will fight you to the hilt. They will just, you back them into a corner, they'd be like an animal almost, to make sure, even if they know they're wrong, they're going to fight you in that way. And I've often felt that way, you know, in recovery. Sometimes when I am working with people, boy, they are wrestling me to the ground. But I got to remember that's just the nature of the beast. And also to remember that there's a demon back there trying to kill, steal, and destroy all of us. And I don't want to jump into the fray with them, which is why I don't want to forget these lessons here. I'm not here to quarrel. And when I find that my temperature is raising, you know, rising up for whatever reason, that's the time to stop and drop and pray. And to know that I'm not going through anything that God Himself has not gone through. And so I want to be a gentle instructor, because to remember that it is the loving instruction that makes the difference. I want to be a loving instructor. And so it says here also that God will grant them repentance and lead them to a knowledge of truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil. The devil has his traps out, and I want to be a loving teacher. I really do. And this is the prayer. It's still the prayer for me. Dear Father, I pray not to quarrel with those who oppose me. I pray to teach them without resentment. You know, I had to pray that this morning as I was thinking about people in my life. And sometimes I do get people, you know, like I said, who fight. Children who fight me, sponsees who fight me, you know, shepherdees who fight me, whatever. But again, like, I have to remember, it's just the nature of the beast. But God will help me. He will help me to remember that the real enemy is the evil one, and I am to walk in a gentleness, and I am to walk in a lovingness, to love the people that God puts into my life, to love them. And that means that I need to keep my eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, thank you again for teaching me, and I pray to truly be a gentle and loving teacher today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen.